begin with prayer. Our prayer again is from Isaiah 61, 1 through 4. Our Father and Lord Yahweh, we beseech thy Spirit to be upon us, to anoint us with the preaching of the gospel, for hearing to the meek, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of your vengeance. Comfort us in our mourning, to appoint unto us beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for our mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that we might be called the trees of righteousness, which are of thy planting, that thou alone might be glorified. Mm-hmm. Teach us how we might build the old waste places, raise up the former desolations, and repair the waste cities, which have been desolations for many generations. Amen. We have a psalm of praise to start out with in Psalm 111. They're the first two lines of Psalm 111, sung to our praise tune that I probably overused. So it's in our loose leaf handout sheet, Psalm 111, to the tune of Old 100.
Alleluia, my whole heart. I will the Lord God's praise declare. Within her uprightness and peace, and within the
everyone that does therein take pleasure. There is a statement that's made there, is that if you take pleasure in the things of God, then seek out his works, then you'll appreciate God's works. If you don't take pleasure in the things God says, we won't appreciate it. Mm-hmm. It's kind of sad. But that is the way man thinks, isn't it? So we need to adjust our minds to the things of God. In Psalm 119, we are on part four. So at the very top, Part 4 is Deleth. So it's the fourth page. Psalm 119, Deleth, to the tune of Howard Dublin. And we should be able to get a good hum in on this so that we don't mess up our tunage.
My soul. Shall in the rivers be. Thou art my Father, he shall cry, Thou art my God alone. And he shall say, Thou art the rock of my salvation.
If you didn't know, that whole psalm is not about David, it's actually about Christ. the anointed oil and so forth. It's not just referring to Christ. Psalm 89 is a covenantal psalm that has a major impact on the way we understand Christ and his anointed nature, his chosen nature, and how his righteousness is tied up with the faithfulness of God. And it also shows you the dual nature of Christ right there in this psalm, that the Father strengthened him, and he performed the works according to the will of God by his own will. So it's a really impacting psalm for me, at least. That's a very good psalm. All right, well, our first resuscitation or recited reading from Scripture comes from Deuteronomy 1, 13 through 17, which we're going to cover to some extent today. So we're going to bring it to mind. Deuteronomy, out of our King James Bible, 1:13 through 17. And then we will tie that into 1 Corinthians 6 thereafter. Genesis, Exodus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. I think Katie's trying to say Deuteronomy. All right, Deuteronomy 1, we're starting in verse 13 to 17. Take you wise men and understanding and known among your tribes, and I will make them rulers over you.
And he answered me and said, The thing which thou hast spoken is good for us to do.
So I looked, I took the chief of your tribes, wise men and known, and I made them heads over you. Captains over thousands, and captains over hundreds, and captains over fifties, and captains over tens, and officers among your tribes.
And I charged your judges at that time, saying, Hear the causes between your brethren, and judge righteously between every man and his brother, and the stranger that is with him.
Ye shall not respect persons in judgment, but ye shall hear the small as well as the great. Ye shall not be afraid of the face of man, for the judgment is God's, and the cause that is too hard for you, bring it unto me, and I will hear it, said Moses. So we're going to go to 1 Corinthians 6. For our New Testament reading. And we're going to tie those two concepts together, what we just read there, and hopefully we'll understand a little more of it after we study today. Dare any of you, having a matter against another, go to law before the unjust and not before the saints?
Do you not know that the saints shall judge the world? And if the world shall be judged by you, are ye unworthy to judge the smallest matters?
Know ye not that we shall judge angels? How much more things that pertain to this life?
If then ye have judgments of things pertaining to this life, set them to judge who are least esteemed in the church.
I speak to your shame. It is so that there is not a wise man among you, no, not one that shall be able to judge between his brethren.
But brother, go into law with brother, and that before the unbelievers.
Now therefore there is utterly a fault among you, because you go to law with one another. Why do you not rather take wrong? Why do you not rather suffer yourself to be defrauded?
Nay, you do wrong and defraud, and that your brethren.
Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind,
nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God.
And such were some of you, but you are washed, but you are sanctified, but you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God.
All things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient.
All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any.
Meats for the belly, and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both, it and them. Now the body is not for fornication, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body.
And God hath both raised up the Lord, and will also raise us by his own power.
Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of a harlot? God forbid.
What? Know ye not that he which is joined to a harlot is one body? For two, saith he, shall be one flesh.
But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit.
Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body. But he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body.
What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and ye are not your own?
For ye are bought with the price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's.
Amen. And we'll end here for that, and we're going to continue to Bible study. Jeremiah chapter 30, 18 through 22, on the very back of our loose leaf handout sheet. We'll stand and say together. Hopefully, this makes better sense today than it did last week, and last week than it did the week before. Jeremiah 30, 18 through 22. Thus saith Yahweh, behold, I will bring again the captivity of Jacob's tents, and have mercy on his dwelling place.
And the city shall be built upon her own heap, and the palace shall remain after the manner thereof.
And out of them shall proceed thanksgiving,
and the voice of them that make merry.
And the Lord will multiply them,
and they shall not be few.
He will also glorify them, and they shall not be small.
Our children also shall be as aforetime, and our congregation shall be established before the Lord.
And he will punish all that oppress them.
And our nobles shall be of ourselves, and our governors shall proceed from the midst of us. And God will cause him to draw near, and he shall approach unto Yahweh.
For who is this that engaged his heart to approach unto the Lord?
It is the Lord which says, we shall be his people, and he shall be our God. Amen.
That's should make a lot more sense today than it has any of these other Bible studies. Our ending psalm is going to be Psalm 8, fitting for always fitting whenever we have a new moon, I think, for Psalm 8. But this just happens to be in our order.
Who hath thy glory for?
Of a historic lesson today, the Apostles' Creed, which is in the back of our psalm book, the one with the comb on it. Should be in the very, very back. And it's just the first creed in the lineup. Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into death. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the holy called-out community, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the flesh, and the life everlasting.
Amen. Rick, could I ask you to say a prayer for closing today?
Absolutely. Oh, Lord, we thank you for the structure of the body of believers that you have shown us from your word. And we thank you that within that structure is peace and freedom. Bless us now, we pray. And bless the lunch we're about to have. Amen.
Amen. Amen.